Look at him. He was once the king of La Farinera.
What do you mean? Did you take the cat to La Farinera?
On the contrary. He lived in the grain store in La Farinera, and when I retired, I brought him to come and live with me. It's always a good idea to have one or two cats in a flour mill, because they keep mice away. But we never let them into the mill itself, because they can cause damage. On one occasion, this one slipped into the mill, and it scratched to bits the sleeves of a machine called an extractor. To make flour using the Austro-Hungarian method, air is possibly even more important than the wheat. All the cleaning and conditioning machines have air suction to suck up all the dust and other particles that are produced. This is all sent to the cyclone dust collector, which is like a tornado in a funnel, which sends all the particles to the bottom and the clean air up and out of the mill.
And air is used in the purifier as well, isn't it? You said it worked with a current of air.
Exactly. At La Farinera, there were a total of 4 aspirators, and as well as the cleaning machines, the purifier also used air, like the mills that used air for cooling. However, the air that came out of the purifier and the mills didn't go into the cyclone dust collector, but into the extractor, which is the machine I said the cat once scratched to pieces. This machine has a lot of cloth sleeves which catch the flour as air passes through, so it can be collected later, and no flour is wasted.
Except when the cat's been scratching away at the sleeves.